This is GQDN for Monday, April 24th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have Street Fighter demos, Far Cry 6 news, and a board game for Call of Duty? But today, oh yes, we're going to get serious. We got a story from Wowhead.com, and you know, when we get stories from Wowhead, things get serious because NetEase has filed a lawsuit against Blizzard Entertainment for $43.5 million in refunds. So, here's what Sina Technologies said. Shanghai NetEase Network Technology Development Company Limited filed a lawsuit in Shanghai against Blizzard Entertainment Limited for the breach of series license agreement, seeking a refund of 300 million RMB. The amount includes the full refunds paid by NetEase in connection with discontinued games such as World of Warcraft, prepayments for the inventory of unsold games, and prepayment deposits for several undevelopment games. The case also involves World of Warcraft and other CN region game-related agreements, containing a number of unequal terms and conditions in favor of Blizzard's unliteral rights. The legality and enforceability of the relevant provisions of the huge dispute. So, we knew that something was going to happen when this partnership came to an end last January. So here we are, 5 months later. I'm sorry, 3 months later, my apologies. And now, looking at a lawsuit against Blizzard Entertainment. That's on the bad side. On the good side, well, potentially good side, we shall see what happens, because Eurogamer did remind us that the UK decision on the Xbox acquisition of Microsoft Activision, or of the Activision Blizzard, is indeed due this week. Now, will it happen this week? We'll see. But the deadline is Wednesday, and we will know come that Wednesday for the show whether or not the decision was made and what they said. How did they decide? So stay tuned, people. This is a very important day. This Wednesday is going to be a very important day for Activision Blizzard. Now, GameSpot did give a nice little report from a PlayStation executive. The first one that they did said that PlayStation cancels a lot of games. Well, this was an interview with The Guardian with the PlayStation boss, Shuhei Yoshida. And they were going through all the different games that were canceled. So here's what Yoshida had to say. And I think this is via translation. Quote, PlayStation embraces new ideas and many of them fail. We do a prototype, we evaluate, and we decide whether to spend more time on resources or we just stop. We cancel so many games. Another quote, I usually try to convince the developer that I'm trying to save them from getting stuck with this project. Now, he was also talking about the people, where, quote, people who have very strong ideas, unquote. But he also said, quote, it's all about talent in the industry. I have tried to help them as much as I could. So, how many games do they actually cancel? Well, Blizzard cancels about 50% of its games, but that number is right now unclear in this article. But another article, it talks about Yoshida saying that the live service games is, quote, boring. So here's what he said about that. Quote, the games industry will never cease to be a fun place. The industry keeps growing and growing, and I hope it keeps supporting and chasing creative ideas and people who try to work on new things. You don't want to see top 10 games every year being almost the same, all games becoming service games. That would be a bit boring for me. Well, that's where he said boring. So that's more of a personal touch. But Sony is still going to launch 12 live service games by 2025. So, could this still happen? That is something yet to be discussed. That's within their own halls, of course. But lives, still these live service games are pretty interesting to me, personally. But how is that to you? Do you like live service games? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. It's okay if you don't. But that's personal. That's not a newsworthy thing. My personal stuff. But what is newsworthy is that via Eurogamer.net, the Division 2 current gen versions are unlikely due to PlayStation 4. So could they be going to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One? Well, Eurogamer did say that it's unlikely to launch the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X versions of the Division 2 to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. But indeed, it is on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and PC. That's the original Division 2. But what was laid out last week for the Division 2 for fans, for the post-pandemic co-op shooter, that was laid out last week on their Division 2 fifth year content. But here is what Yannick Benchiro did say. Quote, if we really wanted to take full advantage of those, since we only have one version of the game that is available on all platforms, taking full advantage of those would mean that the game would no longer be available on old generations. We still have a lot of players that play all generations, and we are not ready to leave them behind and ask them to upgrade. Right now, we are trying to make sure every time we add something, it still runs smoothly on the old gen as well. Now, for now, the only thing that's added over the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One is the 60 FPS option, which I believe is solely for Xbox Series X and S. Now, going over to PlayStation, PlayerAssist.com did say that Horizon 3 may be confirmed with a multiplayer spinoff. So, what Kotaku did say is that there's been some reshuffling at Guerrilla positions because the co-head, Angie Smits, was appointed to the head of development strategy at PlayStation Studios. So, here is what the studio had to say. Quote, we have full confidence in our new leadership as they steer Guerrilla towards a bright future, expanding the world of Horizon with Aloy's next adventure and our exciting online project. So will this be an online supported game? Basically an MMO. We shall see. Now we go to Blue News, because Far Cry 6, if you haven't played it on like Ubisoft desktop app or on your consoles, will be on Steam soon. So here's what the Epic Games Store did say on the news page. Quote, there's no obvious window of exclusivity that expires for any of these games. Far Cry 6, for instance, originally came out October 7, 2021. While Rainbow Six Extraction happened on January 20th, 2022. It's possible that the exclusivity deal was for 1 year and Ubisoft just let it slide until now. Maybe a squeeze a little more of the bigger profits it enjoys from Epic store sales. Epic just takes 12% of sales through its storefront, compared to 20% to 30% claimed by Valve on Steam. It used to be a flat 30, but Valve instituted a sales-based tiered system, options and new tab in 2018, and that adds up. But with all these games getting older and sales presumably slowing as a result, Ubisoft may have decided that Steam's much larger user base new outweighs the benefits of Epic's relative generosity. So, the Tom Clancy Rainbow Six Extraction will arrive on June 15th, and there'll be a June 22nd release date on Steam for Monopoly Madness. Riders of the Republic coming in June 8th, and Far Cry 6 will be on May 11th. So, yep, next month. Now, we get to some very interesting stuff, because Eurogamer did say there could be a Call of Duty board game. Well, here's what Activision and Arcane Wonders did say. Quote, "Get ready for the ultimate Call of Duty tabletop experience. We're excited to announce upcoming release of Call of Duty the board game, a thrilling new strategy based on popular game franchise. With intense combat, tactical planning, and stunning artwork featuring miniatures of iconic soldiers and weapons from the series, the game to satisfy Call of Duty fan. Keep an eye out for the Kickstarter launch late summer 2023 and be among the first to experience this epic board game." So there will be a Kickstarter. Kotaku also said that Sega is going to make a union battleground. So, the 140 workers of Sega of America did announce that they have plans for a new union to fight for better pay. That's what they're planning. See, the group is forming its union and now be with the Communication Workers of America. And they've already filed a petition with an election at the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, and they are calling on Sega to recognize it. Well, here's what the workers had to say. Quote, "By creating our own union, AEGIS-CWA will have a say in discussions that shape our working conditions and ensure the job security working conditions we deserve." That's what Mohammed Simon, the quality assurance lead, said at Sega. Well, he works at Sega, but that's what he said. So, we shall see what happens there. I misread the title, I'm sorry, but that's still pretty huge. But I didn't misread this one, because GameSub.com did say that Street Fighter 6 demo, my bad, is out now. So if you want to try it, go check it out. The demo is out on PlayStation 4 and 5, and that could be accessed at the PlayStation Store, and then you download it to your console. And it'll be out for Xbox and PC and PlayStation on the 26th of April. I'm sorry, the demo will be out on the 26th of April. So, this is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens. Because Aki comes in autumn, that's A-K-I. Rashid comes in summer this year. Ed arrives early next year. And Akuma arrives in next spring. But we're already here for you. We are at Group Quest, and we are indeed at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow, we'll have more news. I guarantee it. Like I said, Wednesday, we will know potentially what the UK has said about the deal. So stay tuned, people. Meanwhile, go play some games. I dare you.